Dingoes Ate My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Isn't it Dingoes?
Dingoes?
Dingoes Ate My Baby.
Dingoes. Hey, by the way, if you haven't done so recently,
do so.
Do what Brandon was doing when he was during one of the breaks here. He's checking out all the latest new tools and things that Google has introduced. You know, Google, when you go to their website, you just see the little search thing, and then you see a few other little buttons. Most people ignore all that.
Click where it says more.
Yes.
And then if you want to see the really cool, like, top secret, like, brand new, not even really out yet stuff, click on where it says Google Labs, because that's all their kind of beta stuff. So it's like either a preview of what's coming, or if you're feeling a little bit lucky, punk, then you can click on some of that stuff and check it out.
It's fun stuff. If the tools are all phenomenal. Again, the you digital photography nuts, if you don't have a good handle on how to catalog all those images, there's a free program that Google offers in that area called Picasa. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
They have a whole thing in there called the Google, under the Google tools, they have something called Google Pack, which is a new thing, but it's not really new when you look at it.
It's everything.
It includes Google Earth, Picasa, the Google Pack screensaver, the Google Desktop, the Google Toolbar for Internet Explorer, and then you can add things into it like Mozilla, AdAware, Adobe Acrobat Reader, Google Talk, RealPlayer, Trillion if you're an IAMer, and the Gallery Player HD Images. Who knows what those things are, but you can add, it's like a whole big pack of stuff, like the essentials, they call it.
They do it all, huh?
Yeah, cool stuff.
So once in a while, go check it out, because Google is your friend for the time being, until they become the Evil Empire 2.
The Evil Empire 2? Oh, yeah, well, you mean...
Microsoft is currently, right, has that status. And at some point, there'll be a tipping point for Google when everybody loves them to... Well, they're
those
too,
guys suck,
they're
man.
They're too obtrusive. They're too into my stuff. They're all up in my business.
There was a point when people loved Microsoft, and then they started hating, even though we all use it, and it's a love-hate.
I don't know why anybody would hate Microsoft.
I don't know.
It's the greatest company ever made.
Yeah.
Who's up?
Can't get to site Mike, I believe,
and
is
he's got
who's
a,
up.
He's got a Microsoft Windows.
Yeah, lucky me.
What's going on, Mike?
Well, I've called in before. I've had a problem with this one particular website. It's a message. It's actually like a message board.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be able to get to it all the time. And I was in my favorites, and I just click, click, bing, bing, bada boom, I'm there.
You used to could?
I used to could, yeah, yeah, but I couldn't anymore.
All right.
So, and I've disabled the firewalls. I've disabled
Did we give you the suggestion of downloading an alternate browser and trying?
No.
Okay, because that'll tell you if it's a system problem or if it's a browser problem.
Well, and there's a whole other possibility here. You said it's in your favorites, and you just click and go, right?
Right. Normally I did, but I've even taken it out of that. I've gotten away with all the temporary files. I've defragged. I've done everything I could possibly imagine on my own.
Hey, Mike, what if you sent me a letter, let's say 3 times a year? And I decided to move, and I didn't send a forwarding address, and I didn't tell the post office there was a forwarding address, so you sent something, and guess what? It came back to you saying, undeliverable.
Okay.
Have you gone to another machine to make sure that this site still exists?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, then
I run over my next-door neighbor's house, hop on the computer, there it is.
Then Brandon's hypothesis is complete crap.
Crap! If it's not Scottish...
And I can get to other websites just fine.
Yeah, no, so try this.
But when I click on this, it says page end of... It sits there and it thinks about it for a minute, like, do I really want to go there?
All right.
And then it comes back, page not available.
All right, so check this. Go ahead, Ken.
No, you go ahead.
I don't know what you were going to say.
There's a free browser called Mozilla.
Okay.
I think it goes .com or .org anymore. Mozilla, M-O-Z-I-L-L-A. Go
okay.
Mozilla.org, Mozilla.com, either one. You'll see there's a download for Firefox.
Okay.
Which is a... if you just go to Mozilla.com, it'll take you right to Firefox. Firefox is an alternative browser that you can download. It's absolutely free. Download it, install it, try to go to the site. If Firefox allows you to go to the site, then something has been changed in your Internet Explorer settings.
Okay, now on my computer I also use MSN because we have a DSL.
Yeah, but that's all part of the Internet Explorer.
Even if they call it MSN Explorer, it's just a
same stuff.
It's pretty colors on the same thing.
Okay. It's lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lipstick okay. on a pig.
That's exactly.
I think I smell what you're stepping in over there, Mike.
Alrighty. Appreciate All right. it.
Take care. Give that a shot. Thanks. And keep in mind, folks, that Mozilla is no harm having two browsers on your computer. It's always good to have. It's a great diagnostic tool whenever you're having these kinds of problems.
Two browsers, good. Two antivirus programs, bad. All right, those are the rules of the road.
Two data doctors, good.
Real good. Mmm, tasty. One, almost as good. Actually, about the same.
We appreciate everybody stepping in and asking their questions and getting involved in this week's show. Next week's show will be abbreviated. In fact, all of March will be abbreviated as a result of the spring training schedule. So,
if you missed any part of the show, it's all online at datadoctors.com. It's Ken and Brandon reminding you, when it comes to your computers and technology, if it ain't broke,
don't install it.
You know,